They didn't give me no phone calls or not even to call my boss. They didn't even let us talk to nobody, no lawyer, no nothing.
Enrique Roleo was recently released from Orleans Parish Prison, or OPP's, central lockup, a forbidding concrete building still ringed with brown lines from the recent flooding. Roleo was picked up by the police while walking home and charged with public intoxication. He says conditions in the prison were terrible.
Today, there's 3 days I've been thrown in jail, not be able to do nothing, call my lawyers, call my boss. It's filthy. I mean, all the toilets are dirty, but it was kind of ridiculous, you know. People getting beat up, handcuffed to their legs and hands, thrown to the walls.
Human rights lawyers and legal aid workers are hearing stories like these daily from former parish prison inmates. Greg Griffith is a legal aid worker in the newly formed New Orleans Legal Aid Workers, or NOLAW, collective. He has been down at Central Lockup since October 17th, the day the prison vacated its temporary operation at the Greyhound Station.
We've got a non-existent legal process, or a legal process that I think prior to the storm was already in chaos, and after the storms is now shattered. What we've been dealing with for the better part of 5 weeks now is rampant police brutality, and we've had stories of people who have been beaten. I think one of the main abuses outside of the physical violence is the fact that people are not being afforded access to lawyers.
William Short of the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Department calls the allegations of inmate abuse ridiculous. Short says that the new central lockup is an improvement on conditions at the Greyhound Station.
The condition of this facility is clean as it ever was, or cleaner. There's less inmates living in it. The inmates are a lot better off here. At the Greyhound facility, they were placed in holding pens on the outside where it was exposed to the weather with go cans for toilets and no bedding.
On its website, Human Rights Watch alleges that during Katrina, guards at Orleans Parish Prison abandoned inmates, leaving them to drown. Dan, another recently released inmate, was waiting to pick up his wife at a window in central lockup next to a handmade sign that states, "We don't give out release times. Don't ask." He says that he was not abused during his most recent stay at OPP, but that such treatment was typical before Katrina.
No, I ain't seen nobody get beat up this time. Not this time. I've been guarding this place half my life, man. A couple of years ago, they beat the piss out of this dude, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just because he was drunk, and he stunked that dude. Yeah, it's normal. Yeah, it's normal. Very normal.
When we left, Griffith and another NOLAW worker were still talking to released inmates. He says that cleaning up the criminal justice system here will take time. For Free Speech Radio News in New Orleans, this is Christian Roseland.